You're listening to Fresh Produce USA.
Red. Thank you.
You're back with Dr. Swervon and Fresh Produce USA. Got a lot of songs to talk about tonight because there's a lot of good things coming up. I want to welcome everybody back. If it's your first time with the show, welcome even more. In the background right now, we have Tony Allen with Afrobeat 2000 and Road Close Dance Dub. And right before that, we had Betty Wright with Man of Mine, which is an album from the 70s, a track from the 70s that was just re-released on an Italian label on 45. We'll be hearing the B-side of that a little bit later, but it's great. It's record kicks. You should check out the things they're sending out there. And we began the evening with Idris Muhammad, Could Heaven Ever Be Like That, before going straight into, and when I say straight into, I mean straight into. I hope you're appreciating the mix. We are running all vinyl as per usual here at Fresh Brothers USA. Brothers Johnson with Stomp, featuring, of course, George and Lewis Johnson, Lewis, otherwise known as Thunder Thumbs, who subsequently went on to play bass on Michael Jackson's Thriller. In fact, we got a lot of early 80s stuff tonight that'll be coming up. Four or five tracks in a row from 1982, a year that I've been listening to intensely recently, and I hope you will definitely enjoy those. So for the moment, I'm going to put you back into the Tony Allen. We're going to keep the tribal groove going, getting over into Osa Bisa next. And it looks like a lot of good things are in store, so stick around. FPUSA. We'll be right back.
Perfect. Of all the guitar players I've ever heard, you're one of them. Thank you.
back with Dr. Swerve on Fresh Produce USA before Freddie gets too deep into his solo. I figure I should tell you what a few of the last tracks we've heard are. So in the background, as I already intimated, this is Freddie Hubbard with Midnight at the Oasis, Maria Muldaur's classic. And immediately preceding that, we heard Richard Groove Holmes with a very groovy version of Song for My Father. I should let people out there know that if you get that offline or something, it's not going to sound like it just sounded, because I almost doubled the speed to make it funkier. Right, after the Tony Allen, which is the last time I spoke, we had Ozabiso with We Want to Know, and immediately followed by Tropea, which I think was more or less a studio creation in the 70s. I know Rick Murata's on drums there. And the track we heard is called The Funk You See Is The Funk You Do, with an exclamation point, which means that they really wanted you to get that, but I don't understand what they're talking about. And then we went from there to Groove Holmes, now to Freddie Hubbard. And coming up, we're going to have four, maybe five, I haven't decided yet, tracks in a row from 1982. So I was but 4 years old. It was a special time full of wonderment for me. And I could only imagine that someday, or perhaps I couldn't even have imagined, that someday I'd be a world-famous DJ with compatriots in England. And that brings me to my next point, which is to encourage everybody who hasn't so far, go listen to Fresh Produce UK, the original FP podcast, featuring the one and only AG and Daddy Like. So if I haven't said it before, I'm saying it again, and I'll say it again in the future. Check out FP UK, or just FP, because this is the one that needs the little qualifier, USA. So we're going to let you finish with Freddie Hubbard. Next up, we're going to start talking about 1982. In sound. Don Blackman, Heart's Desire.
Mm-hmm. Bobby. Tito. Mike C.
Hey girl, hey girl.
Peso.
BLB's
rocking it, yes, he is rocking it.
Tito
rocking it, yes, he is rocking it.
Mike C.
rocking it, yes, he is rocking it.
Swerve on.
Rocking it, yes, he is rocking it. We're all rocking it, you should be rocking it, rocking it.
Rocking it. Rockin' it.
Yeah. You know, party people, we all back again. With a short shot win.
But we're much more better than we were back then.
Not that we were a bar, but yo, we get small.
As long as the return is on the field is for.
Featuring DLB,
Tito,
and Mike C,
and Peso, and we won't S-T-O-B.
Cause he can tell you from the top that our crew won't stop.
So let the bells jingle and let the champagne pop.
Hope it's a celebration.
Sort of a dedication to all.
Come if you had no doubt that we're
rocking it, rocking it. Rockin' it, rockin' it.
Well, let's get right.
My talents never slow, they always grow. And when I go to a show, I sit in the first row. I'm Barry B. Stroh.
He's not an average Joe.
In my mind, I built a rhyme as tall as a tower. Take out any other lyrics with the strength of his power. So if you want a battle, you will have to bring your saddle. I will run you over like a herd of cattle. Show your face for more, I will run you through the door. Run the rhyme down my lawn, make your head swell even so.
DK Mike sees a vice,
and you better sit nice. Ain't an MC in the world would ever want to pay the price.
I'm the Mellow G man, the rap.
Produce USA with Dr. Swervon. So the first 1982 track we heard was Don Blackman, Heart's Desire. It's an album, self-titled, it's just called Don Blackman. It was the only thing he released for a long time. I've been going crazy over for the past few weeks. Everybody should go out there, take a listen to some of the tracks, pick it up if you can. It's a bit hard to find the original, but there's plenty of reprints around, and also, of course, you can get it on MP3 or CD if that's your thing. Don Blackman is known best for Holding You, Loving You, which is his sweet, plaintive love song about a 17-year-old. Don't know what happened with their relationship in the end. But that was 82. Times are different now. Right after Don Blackman, we had Patrice Rushen with Remind Me, very big track, of course, in hip-hop. And then afterwards, we had two tracks in a row of some real old school, meaning 1982 hip-hop, beginning with the Fearless Four and Rockin' It, and then what we hear in the background right now, the Crash Crew with Breakin' Bells. And since they keep saying rock the bells, I think I'm going to actually rock the bells. This isn't something I had planned on doing, but I'm going to throw on LL Cool J, Rock the Bells. Yeah, I think I'm going to extend the mix a little bit. After LL, we're going to do, I think, one or two more hip-hop tracks, and then back in with the funk and soul. So, Fresh Produce USA in the mix.
Come alive like little old people lost their sheep. There's not another DJ that can't compete. Like Jesse James, I got a lot of fame. All the people in the country just give me my name. I'm like an apple to a cherry, a cherry to a bee. Said you never met another MC so sweet.
Shut it out and let the dogs out. Come on, boom, 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 boom.
So get your money and your boyfriend don't. LL, what the hell gonna rock the bells? Or your washed up rappers wanna do this well? Rock the bells! Now I'm worldwide, know whether you like it or not. My woman Ben is co-creator, aka Phil Pot. You never skip it, only rip it when he's on the fader. What's my DJ's name?
Cut Creator!
Now you know episode who's on the wheel. He'll drive the crossfader like a cutting mobile. So precise with a slice that you know he's greater. What's my DJ's name?
Cut Creator!
What you know?
Next track goes out to my man Toby. Happy birthday, man. He revealed to me that this was his favorite album when he was 13.
Back in the days I knew rap would never
This is my favorite rapper of all time, Big Daddy Kane. And I have a question for people out there. About a year ago, I saw a preview for a Big Daddy Kane documentary.
I'm ready.
What's the deal?
Rappers stepping to me, they want to get some. But I'm the Kane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope or dog food? Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready. Die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife. I'm a machete. This made my Ginsu. Wait until when you tried the front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin. Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, gag, game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy. Yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers. Sign it and take a walk as the Canes start to talk. Cause
anyway, I didn't want to speak over Big Daddy Kane. But yeah, what's the deal with the documentary? Is it coming out? Is it not coming out? Is it going to be like this Tribe film? You know, there's this Tribe documentary coming out. Check it out. Michael Rappaport's making it. Looks all right, but I was really excited by the BDK one. If anybody knows anything, email me at docswerve@gmail.com.
I'm so dope and the rappers be hoping to sound like me so soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who want to be in my field and court. Then again on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess. Suggest the best. Your best don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax. Climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit. Ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop to stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
Ain't no half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy Kane.
Ain't no half-stepping.
Anyway, yeah, if anybody knows, just email me at docswerve@gmail.com with any information about Big Daddy Kane or anything else you'd like to say. Thanks a lot.
Appear right here and scare and dare a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality.
I put my title in your face, dare you to base. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's winning. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. Your son might the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rig them and dig them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Also on the way.
Swerve on with you on Fresh Produce USA. I'm just joshing you there with that last track. That was Heatwave doing Ain't No Half Steppin', which is where Big Daddy Kane got the title for his own Ain't No Half Steppin', which we heard immediately preceding that. Before Big Daddy Kane was Outta Here by KRS-One, produced by DJ Premier. An absolute classic. In fact, I played several classics of hip-hop in a row. Before Outta Here, of course, was LL Cool J, Rock the Bells. And right now in the background, we have The Move Machine from the album Switched on Rock. And this is a Moog Orchestra's interpretation of Blood, Sweat, and Tears' Spinning Wheel. In fact, I think it's Blood, Sweat, and Tears' track. I'm not sure who actually wrote the song. They certainly performed the most famous version. Anyway, we're still deep into the mix here. We're going to go even deeper, as I mentioned before. Next up, we have the B-side of that Betty Wright track, not Betty White, that I played earlier, Man of Mine. This is going to be Psychedelic Sambai by Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra. And we'll see what comes up from there. Immediately afterwards, I think I'm going to play some Stanley Clarke, but maybe I'll change my mind in a two-minute interim. Anyway, up next being Sean Lee's Ping Pong Orchestra, this is funk, or retro funk that was recorded, I think, in 2006. So sort of like the Dap Kings, that sort of idea. All right. Talk to you soon. We'll be right back. right, listen for it. Here's where Stanley Clark gets busy with Steve Gadd. This is why you paid the price of admission.
Back
background is a song called Master Groove by the group Chance. I don't know anything about Chance, but this is also from 1982 on Sunnyview Records. So, again, it's one of those things. If anybody has any idea about Chance, let me know. DocSwerve@gmail.com. You're back with Fresh Produce USA. Only a few tracks left for the evening. I haven't really done anything political tonight, and so since we've been working with a late 70s, early 80s groove for the past hour and 15 minutes or so, I'm going to keep it on that tip, but take it political, with a long-forgotten track, which I stumbled upon in a used record store for 99 cents, and this is by Grandmaster Melly Mel of the Message fame. This is Jesse. And it's a 1984 track in support of Jesse Jackson's candidacy for the presidency in the United States. And I actually think it's a timeless classic, too, not merely a fantastic political track in and of itself. So we're going to finish out Master Groove here, go over to Jesse, drop a few more tracks, and I'll be out. Thanks a lot.
Lost. His name is Jesse.
Break down.
Bo. Bo. Everybody. day that everybody's gonna remember. Cause on that day, a righteous man thought about taking a brand new stand. The name of the man is Jesse Jackson, and his call for peace was louder than action. Cause now's the time to change the nation, but not with just another negotiation. He went to the east for human rights to free a lieutenant shot down in flight. Just another statistic, and the government knew it. They didn't even want the man to go do it. Before he left, he called the president's home, and Reagan didn't even answer the phone. But I tell you one thing, that's a natural fact. You can bet he called Jesse when Jesse got back.
So that's Grandmaster Melly Mel with Jesse, an earnest plea for Jesse Jackson for president in 1984. It's a pretty intense song. I like the chorus. It's true, as true today as it was in 1984. Everybody get out and vote. I'm going to do two more tracks for you. Very different style from the past five or so. First, I'm going to throw in some Lonnie Liston Smith, just expansions, get another big track. And then I'm going to close with a really nice version of Moment's Notice by John Coltrane that I have on Kudu Records, done by Hubert Laws. And I forgot to mention that the track with Stanley Clarke on it, that's right, Stanley Clarke and Steve Gadd track, is called Hot Fun, and it's from a Stanley Clarke album from the mid-70s. If you look on the website, you can get all the track listings. Once you download the podcast, the track listings will be encoded into the binary there as well. So there's really a ton of ways to figure out exactly what I was playing if you weren't able to catch it when I said it. Once again, I invite everybody to email me at docswerve@gmail.com. Definitely check out Daddy Like an AG on the original Fresh Produce. And yeah, keep sending me requests and ideas, and I'll see what I can do. So once again, after Jesse, we're going into Lonnie Liston Smith expansions, and then closing out with Hubert Laws' version of Moment's Notice. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back. Dr. Swerve on Fresh Produce USA. Just once again, I want to thank everybody for the positive feedback I'm getting. Hit me up with an email. Drop us a line. Add a comment to the website. Rate me, please, by all means. And I'll see you next time. So we got Hubert Loss coming in right now. Thanks again. thanks again to everybody. Didn't want to say this till the very end, but my fingers are crossed the whole way through. This is the fifth time I've tried to record this particular podcast, and the software kept quitting. We made it all the way through. So, applause. Thank you very much. And I'll talk to you next time. Fresh Produce USA with Dr. Swerbon.